I haven't done all the permutations, but the Tigers are in now. They're in the final, so they can't go out. And that is good news for the Richmond faithful who have enjoyed a magnificent run with this great footy side. But last year would have been a little bit strange come September not being involved, but they're back in. And this man's had a sensational year, Liam Baker. He's been good enough to join us. Liam, welcome to the program.
Gary, how you going, mate? Thanks for having me on.
No, we're going well. I've got Nathan Buckley here. I did your game yesterday. It was pretty straightforward. I mean, there was a lot at stake, obviously, but it wasn't any great concern through the course of the afternoon.
It was good that we started well and got away to a nice lead early, and then Big Lynchy, he made sure we kept the lead. So it was good, mate. It was a good afternoon.
When you see young fellas like Maurice Rioli come through and they add to the energy of a team like Richmond, who are a high energy team, how good is that for the experienced members of the group?
Oh yeah, definitely. Morris and Cumbo and Sons, you know, like the new faces we got in there, it's definitely a bit of a breath of fresh air for the whole group and the whole playing list. I'm sure the coaches are wrapped with how the younger boys are going, but what Morris brought yesterday, it was unbelievable for us. And we're just wrapped to have the new faces in there, and we'll be playing their first final in a couple of weeks. But we got Essen next week, which will be a big game as well. So we're excited for the next few weeks, and hopefully it keeps on going after that.
Hey, Liam, tell us about Morris. We love watching him. He looked yesterday to be as comfortable in the environment and was imposing himself and was just sneaking in for the remark in front of the boys every now and then. His pressure has always been great, but have you seen him grow before your eyes?
Oh yeah, his improvement over the last 2 years has been exceptional. You know, he's just he's always had that speed and that pressure, but when he's got the ball in hand, he's improved you wouldn't believe. And even finishing off his goals, what he does, and then he makes a lot of the defenders shake when they've got the ball now, so they know Morris might be around somewhere. So I'm glad he's on our team and not against us.
Is he a cheeky little fella?
Yeah, he is. Nah, he's a good man, mate. He's nice and quiet, but he's a cheeky little fella.
The Richmond DNA is around pressure on the opposition, raising the fight. I get the feeling that going to Richmond and with your energy and natural intensity, that it's really helped you grow and develop as a player. You've played wing, you've played high back, you've played high forward. Where is your favourite position? Where do you like to play your footy the most? And do you ever get in Dimmer's ear about where you want to play?
Mate, I don't even know where my favourite position is anymore, but high back is where I'm playing at the moment, so that's my favourite position, mate. It's always good. You know what it's like, is the back six, back seven, they're a little tight-knit group, so I love being down there with those boys at the moment. We have a bit of a laugh. It was quite funny yesterday. There was a period of the game where we were just doing a lot of spectating, so I enjoyed that part of it.
Yeah, well, you dominated the game, so that's a really comfortable position to be in the back half. At times, though, when you need that pressure to rise in the front half, you've been used there. Do you carry that as a badge of honour to drive your group and to lead in regards to that pressure on ball and on the opposition?
Yeah, well, it's sort of. You know, like a few years ago when that move was made, maybe I'd, as a young player, you know, you sort of think, oh no, I'm doing no good in the back line. Here we go. They're trying to get something out of me. But where it sort of changed a bit for me was that, actually taking as a bit of a compliment, saying, oh, I can actually try and, change the game a bit here. So yeah, I do a bit, but as, like in an ideal world, when we're going all right, we don't have to change too much. So as the last few weeks has been, no one's really moved too much. It's been good. But yeah, if Dimmer does make the change, then, it's not a personal thing. It's about, we've got to get the team going better. So yeah, I do wear as a bit of a badge of honour.
Big Tommy was just purring. He kicked the four in the third, I reckon. So he had eight. We're sitting here thinking, oh, here's the first double figures for the big fella. Eight had been his previous best, but he didn't look, he's all that interested in getting to 10. I mean, did you have a little bit of fun? Were you trying to think maybe 10 for him?
Oh, yeah, we were, like I said, when we were in the back line, we were having a bit of a laugh, like, oh, surely he's on for 10. So I did have something to say to him after the game when he was on 8 at three-quarter time, and he finished the game on 8. I said, mate, what's going on here? Everything was coming his way. He was just juking him, mate. It was fun to watch, but I don't know. Maybe next week he can grab the 10, I don't know.
You going to get Big Dusty back?
Yeah, we can't wait for Dustin to be back. That first final is what we're hearing at the moment, so that'll be good. He's going all right, does. So he's still one of the best players in the competition. We haven't seen him too much this year, so he's going to be a great asset for, and you know what, we know what he does in finals, so we're wrapped to get him back in a couple of weeks.
You're really good mates with Jaden Short. He's had another strong year, BNF player a couple of years back, but just seems to go from strength to strength.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a change for Shorty this year, moving into the midfield, and he's loving it. But yeah, he was unreal again yesterday for us. It's just that, like we spoke about earlier, a new look team in a way with a few new faces, and he's one of them, going from half back to the midfield. But his consistency across the whole year and across four quarters of a game is very good. He's a very class player. So another one we're wrapped to be having in our team.
And are you sick of him jumping out at you from behind a couch or around the corner? Like, you're going to get him back at some point?
Oh, well, that's what everyone's saying. When are you going to get him back? But I just don't think about it, mate. He's always like, oh, this is a good opportunity. I'll get him again. And it just doesn't cross my mind. But I said to him one day, maybe I have to throw a fist up and whack him one in the nose and maybe he'll stop.
Do that for us.
With Liam Baker, who's he's a star now. When it's all said and done, the season's over, hopefully you've got something to celebrate. Head back to the wheat and the sheep farm in Pingaring.
Yeah, that's the plan, mate. Hopefully we're going deep into finals and I can't go for a few more weeks yet. But as I do every year, I'll head back there and catch up with mum and dad and, run around on the farm for a bit. But, like I said, hopefully it's a few more weeks away.
I've asked you this before. How many acres you got?
I don't have any. My old man's got about 10,000 he runs.
Small farm. we love you. We're big fans. The footy world loves the way you go about it as well. So good luck, mate. It's going to be an interesting and exciting time for you in the next couple of weeks. Thanks for giving us a few moments this morning.
No worries, boys. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Liam Baker there. Not going to die of stress anytime
soon.
No,
he isn't, is he?
No, which is a good thing.
Well, that's a brilliant place to be, just that controlled,
in
quiet, calm.
In bed talking to us.
Horizontal. But you are just resting up and conserving all your energy for the next time you're going to tackle someone, because there's no lack of that when he's got someone in his sights.
Which, again, is why they had such a good win yesterday, is that he was okay, but not as, he's played much better games than that this year. Bolton was a little bit quiet. Jack Revolt barely touched the footy. So, upside for them coming through. And that is good news for the Tigers.